Good morning, Kyle.
Okay, we're going to talk about EMS essential services. What can you share?
Well, first I want to delineate, emergency management is not emergency medical. I know a lot of people get that confused. Emergency management, behind the scenes, planning, exercising, that kind of thing. All the things we always talk about, right?
Mm-hmm.
Emergency medical would be those first responders, the ambulance that show up when you call 911, you need some help with your health, okay? So you're hurt, you call the ambulance. We all expect that ambulance to show up, right? The first responders to show up when we call 911. But it is not in Iowa code that we have to financially support those EMS providers, first responders, ambulances, with our tax dollars. So we have seen a lot of the counties in Iowa go through their county board of supervisors and deem EMS as an essential service, so they get tax dollars like our fire department and other responders do. So Marshall County is in the process of going through a study to see where our EMS services stand, so what we do when you call 911, who responds, how many do we have, what's our time frame, so that when you get that 911 call, how long does it take a first responder and or an ambulance to get there? So we're doing all those studies, trying to figure out, do we do our best, which I feel we do. How can we do better? How can we entice others to become first responders and help out with this system, which is mostly volunteer in our county? And then what other things can we do to enhance it? So we're doing that study currently. We have a vendor that's pulling some numbers together and getting examples of what other counties and other states and in our state also have done. And then we present that then back to the Board of Supervisors and the other cities in the county and say, here's what they say and here's some choices. So what do we need to do? Again, we're not essential services in for EMS in this county yet, but that's kind of what our goal is. Do we financially out of taxes help EMS, and if so, how and how much, and what are our goals and objectives out of those dollars?
Mm-hmm. So if this does not come to fruition, I'm going to play devil's advocate here. If for whatever reason, the county supervisors don't deem this to be essential, would we no longer have ambulance service?
Yeah, no, we'll stay status quo.
Okay.
Our responders are very dedicated, whether they're volunteer or paid, very dedicated. That's what they do. That's what they love. We have a system. It's a good system. We just want it better, and we want to be able to make sure it gets better through the future.
Mm-hmm.
We're seeing a lot of decline in volunteerism, not just here and not just in the United States, but over the whole world. So it's something that a lot of people in a lot of different areas, including other countries, are looking at. How do we better make our EMS, our medical emergency medical system, better? We want to be able to provide those services that people expect and they also deserve. So we also need to educate our community, our people here, that EMS is not essential. So just making them understand you're not paying dollars for that at this point. So
Yeah.
A lot of it right now is education, that here's where we're at now, and here's some choices we have.
Okay. Hey, do you want to put a plug in for CERT training?
Absolutely.
Coming up in February?
Yes, absolutely. We have our Community Emergency Response Team training. It's a basic training. Do not have to join our team, although we love that. So that's coming up. I've posted the dates and how to register on Facebook. But get signed up. It's just a great way to learn how to better prepare yourself and your family. And, we'd love to see you and have you in class.